Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tim. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Hopefully everybody enjoyed their Monday afternoon and evening. Hot out there.
It's warm.
It's warm in Atlanta, not surprisingly. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good on this Tuesday. It's warm. The building is packed because I was on third row blue this morning, man.
Everybody came to work today.
Yeah, third row blue this morning. So, but yeah, it's a warm Tuesday. No big sports last night. Obviously, the Atlanta Dream had a game last night. But other than that, it was quiet. Nothing to get mad about. And then, hold on, nothing to get mad about or anything like that. You're home alone, you sleeping well.
I watched two movies yesterday.
And didn't have to pause it to get up and say.
Well, I had to pause like a couple times, but yeah.
But I'm saying you didn't have to get nobody no cookies.
I only had to wipe one backside yesterday, it was mine.
It is unbelievable when you have those type of days. Yeah. It was just great, man. Got a chance to watch, I'm watching this new thing on History Channel about how the country was built and all these different things and by J.P. Morgan.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome.
What's that on?
It's on History.
I'll watch that.
Yeah, it's really good.
Great.
It's really, really good. And, you know, so I got there, kind of went to bed about 10:30 last night. Nice. Buck. I like woke up by 5, nobody crying. It was great. Went and made my coffee, everything like that.
Yeah.
Then, you know, about 6:30-ish, opened up my Twitter.
Yeah, turned the phone on.
Opened up the Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'd be damn if this dude ain't do it to the Falcon fans again. But you knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing because I haven't watched it yet. I'll probably watch it back home today.
I watched the first episode this morning.
Yeah. Because there's nothing that he's going to say that we didn't know already.
Right.
You know what I mean? About, you know.
There was one tiny little minuscule nugget that I thought was a little bit different than we had heard.
But I know what you're talking about, too. Yeah, all the stuff that he is going to say, because, again, I haven't watched it. I'll probably watch it this afternoon when I get home, was the, you know, throwing it back, all those different things. I was like, okay, that's new. But why, again, thought it was over with. We already knew all this stuff. But to rehash it again, it's going to be a long damn week, man.
Yeah, and this is
a long damn week.
As soon as we found out that he was going to be featured on the season, we were like,
oh, hell. Oh, hell.
Well, when? When's that? Oh, July 8th? Oh, that's a long time from now. We won't have to talk. He won't be a Falcon by then.
Yes.
I foolishly said repeatedly.
I agreed with you.
Yeah, over and over again, we kept thinking, well, certainly by this date, find a way to move him, and yet here we are, July 8th. The Netflix documentary has come out.
Yeah.
He's still a Falcon,
yes.
And yes, like you said, all of the stuff has been rehashed. And you're right. Like, the thing about it is, we've talked about it so much and gotten so many little details here and there from him or other reporting or whatever that we pretty much knew the timeline and the stories and all that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
I think we also have both pretty well formed our opinions on, like, maybe who was in the wrong when and where maybe your concern lies now and all that kind of stuff. If there's anything new, like, look, we knew he wasn't happy they drafted Penix.
Right.
He said as much.
Yes.
At the time.
Yes.
He wasn't going to come out and be a jerk about it because that's not his personality. Right. But, he said he was surprised by it. He said in the documentary that came out this morning that he felt misled. I think that's an interesting word, and we can get back to that in a minute. But then he also said, if I would have known that, maybe I would have made a different free agency decision. Yeah, that's new.
That was the one, because I just saw the clips. So I'm going based off clips and everything that I saw. And also, it kind of made it seem like he did have an option to stay in Minnesota.
Yep.
And so that's the one that got me, mm-hmm. was that the misled part, I understand that, but the part where he was basically saying that, like it was an option.
Yeah, he could have stayed. They were going to draft a quarterback anyway. Yes. And then he said he didn't want to stay in a situation that felt like a year-to-year proposition.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Which I understand. Yeah, I understand that. I think misled is probably the wrong word because I don't think anybody said anything untrue. I think assumptions were made, and I think reasonable assumptions. When someone gives you $180 million, it's reasonable to assume.
We all made the assumption.
Everyone did. Yes. That's why everyone was so shocked on draft night when they took Michael Penix. Yes. That's why the reaction was such. That's why it's the highest rated day in the history of 92.9 The Game, the Friday after that draft, because everyone was like, someone please make sense of this.
Yes.
Yeah, so he made an assumption that I think we all made. Look, maybe there was a conversation during the free agency period where he said, hey, I don't want to stay in Minnesota because they said they're going to draft a quarterback. Mm. Are you guys going to draft a quarterback? And they said no. No one's ever said that.
No.
I think it's reasonable to assume that, hey, you're offering me this money. It's a 4-year contract.
Bam.
You're probably not going to draft a quarterback in the first round.
Exactly.
So misled, I don't think is right. I think, he made an assumption that we all reasonably made, and they went the other way. And now, the bottom line is that affected everything after that. Like, that's the thing. I think he probably would have been more forthcoming with what he was dealing with after the Saints game if he didn't feel threatened by Michael Penix.
Which show said
repeatedly.
That first? Us.
We've said repeatedly.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is the main reason why he did what he did.
Like, and had they not drafted Penix and everything played out the same way and the backup quarterback was Taylor Heinicke, or whoever it might have been.
Yes.
He probably would have missed a couple games in that portion of the season.
Yes.
And then come back healthy at the end of the season.
Yes.
And who knows, things probably go differently. But I think his decision to I think he misled the Falcons with how bad he was.
Obviously.
If there was any misleading, it was him.
And if it was that case, then shame on him.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, I got to get back at them for what doing. And I'm not saying that's what he did. I don't believe that's Kurt's character to be like that.
No, I don't think it was vengeful or vindictive.
Yes.
I think it was like self-preservation. I think it was survival.
Yeah.
He even said in the documentary in the later one of the episodes that in that moment, he went back to a Drew Brees book that he read about never let your backup see the field because you might never see it again.
Yeah.
It's like, that's obviously what it was.
Yeah, because you think about Drew. Drew had got franchise. They drafted Phillip.
Yep.
Drew comes off having a big-time year on the franchise tag in the just a fluke injury, died before a damn fumble. John Lynch falls on his damn shoulder, rips his shoulder apart, and then there goes Phillip.
Yep.
I mean, Phillip was eventually going to be the starter.
Right.
Eventually. But it was hard because Drew was playing so well.
Yep.
And so when you look at this situation, there was no – Michael Penix should not have any game film except for preseason. Didn't we say that? We said, if Michael Penix plays this year, it's a freaking disaster.
Something awful happened. Yep.
Either Kurt got injured or Kurt's playing like crap.
Or –
Didn't
realize we were going to have a both situation, which is what we ended up with.
That's what we kept saying. The only way Michael Penix is going to sit, only way they're going to get any film on Michael Penix from his rookie year is a blowout time or what happened.
Yep.
And so now you're in a situation where you can't go back to Kurt. Even after, you know what I'm saying, at those three games, when Michael Penix took over the starting job against, what was it?
Giants. The first game he started.
When he took the – that was it for Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt was not going to be the starting quarterback ever again.
Yeah, and if that wasn't true enough, then the way that the offseason has gone, too.
Yes.
Like, you can't go request a meeting with the owner and ask to be traded and then ever expect to be the starting quarterback again. So, again, this is all pretty, like, this is different version of conversations we've already had, right? For the most part. I realize, it's new because the documentary came out this morning and there's some new quotes and obviously it's going to sort of drum up some of the old talking points. it kind of did lead me back, though, to a place that, you know, I feel like I've been at for the majority of the time since we kind of talked through it, which is twofold. I mean, what happened. He's the backup now.
Yes.
So I'm not, you know, like, I'm not that concerned about what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can hate him, whatever. Maybe you like him more after the documentary. I really don't know. Just from, like, a Falcon standpoint, I really don't care now about that.
No.
It happened from his standpoint.
Yeah.
I do think that there's reasonable questions, and we've talked about these before, and I still think it's reasonable to talk about, is like, all right, he might have misled him about how he was feeling, but we all watched.
Yeah.
Right?
We watched how you and that goes back to, why didn't Rob pull him earlier?
Exactly.
But then
that's what it gets back to.
Were they afraid to?
I don't know. And that's the part
that's problematic
because they're still in charge.
I'm going to go. Were they afraid they were going to lose Kirk? They said, we're going to draft a young quarterback?
I don't know.
I mean,
were they afraid they were going to look silly for paying a guy $100 million coming off of an Achilles if you benched him?
Nobody was. They overpaid to get Kirk Cousins.
They had to.
Period.
They had to.
They had to.
And now we know
the
fact that Minnesota at least was a. He could have stayed there.
But not for that money?
The other thing about it is misled about the quarterback. So what? Even if they would have told you they were going to draft a guy, so now you have two options. Both of them are going to draft a quarterback. One of them's offering you $180 million.
The other one's
Minnesota was not offering
they were not offering nowhere near that.
Nowhere near that. So that was going to be a year-to-year deal there, which, again, is what he said he didn't want to do. So even if he felt misled by the quarterback thing, he still was going to come here because they were the only team offering him $180 million.
And a no-trade clause.
And a no-trade clause and $100 million guaranteed and on and on and on. So that's on the Falcons, too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, that's where you come back to is, like, the Kirk Cousins stuff has all happened. It's very frustrating. It sucks that the year went the way that it went. But he's the backup quarterback now. And hopefully – you know, it's hard to say this without kind of accidentally hoping somebody else across the league gets hurt, but that kind of is what it is. Hopefully they find a way to trade him before the season starts so we can clean cut, move on, and this blank is over with. The problem is the people that are in charge of putting the best players on the field watch Kirk Cousins play hurt for a month and waited all that time to do it.
Yes.
So that's the problem.
Yes.
Somebody needed to push harder on Kirk Cousins and how he was feeling at that time. Because, again, athletes want to play and play through injuries, and you're going to do what you need to do to stay out there and all that kind of stuff. I get that. But we got eyeballs, and it didn't take long.
No.
Like, it was maybe the Saints game second half, we didn't notice it quite as much. But then the next game, I was like, well, all right, what's wrong? Like, this guy looks totally different.
Yep. And that is, you know, the unfortunate part, because that was your season right there. It was. Your season went to a point where you couldn't get out of it because of your quarterback. And I'm not saying everything else was perfect because they didn't play.
They still should have beat the Saints if Younghoe Koo would have made a couple field goals.
I mean, there are still some things that go into why they lost games.
They could have. Vikings game would have been way different if the secondary didn't lose four balls in the air and fall down.
Washington, you call a damn timeout.
Right. Or Raheem Morris, management.
There's so
100%.
Many, there's a lot that went into why this team didn't get to where they
were. But his physical ability narrowed the margin for error so much more.
Exactly.
And it already was pretty narrow because the games they were winning when they were 6-3, you know, and this is the NFL. That's the way it goes. But those are some skin of the teeth wins, man. Like, Saquon Barkley makes a catch. You don't beat the Eagles in Week 2. I mean, everything had to go right to beat the Bucs that first time in overtime.
Yes.
And it was beautiful. It was incredible. So much fun. I remember it was a Thursday night game. That next day we were at Topgolf. And this is one of the most fun shows we've ever done because we just got to talk about that great overtime win. And Kirk being a veteran and maybe not very many quarterbacks in the league would have been able to kind of lead a drive like that in that moment. So there were some good moments too. But, yeah, man, it was what you knew it was going to be.
Yeah.
It's just like trauma porn for Falcons fans. Just like that Harry Douglas podcast. That's all it is, man. Oh, it'd be so great if one of these years it was just, let's talk about how great things are. Let's rank how great things are. Nah, let's drum up crap. All right, let's come back and get to what's trending here to kick off the show on a Tuesday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
My shoulder started to really throb. So I knew right away, like, okay, this is a little more serious. Once I lost my shoulder and my elbow, I didn't have many more places to lean on to get the power I needed.
The clock is running. They got to be thinking touchdown here. Cousins, tight window, picked off. Tyrann Mathieu.
And the ball game is over.
Yeah, that was sort of the we didn't realize it at the time, the beginning of what turned out to be a really frustrating end to the Falcons season.
That always was, damn honey badger ass, too.
Always the honey badger.
Always his little ass. Always. And, you know, I told you when I was watching, there's a new one coming out about Jim Thorpe.
Oh, great.
It's awesome. It came out last night, so got it recorded.
There's all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, was going to watch that today. Okay. Now I got to watch this crap.
I don't know, man. I don't know if you do.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You can if obviously.
Yeah, because like Joe Burrow.
That's the thing. Yeah, I actually enjoyed the Burrow and the golf parts.
Yeah.
Those stories are both pretty interesting.
Right.
The Cousins part is just, you know, kind of what it is. You're just kind of watching it, wondering if you're going to get any additional details.
Right.
I will say this, and maybe I'm a, I don't know, whatever. It is what it is. Like, he's now been on the show twice.
Yes.
Right? Like, I don't think you can fake being, like, a nice guy all the time.
No, he's a nice guy.
I think he's a genuinely nice guy.
He's a genuinely nice person.
It really sucks how it worked out, obviously. And no one cares about that. That doesn't make up for any of it, whatever. But, like, I don't know. He seems like a good dad.
He's a genuinely good nice husband, guy.
Is. Which is obviously a lot more important in life than anything else.
He's a good man.
Yeah, he is. He's a good man.
He's a good man.
Well, and that was a part of it, too. Like, okay, obviously, Raheem calls him. He knows he's getting benched. That's in the documentary. He leaves to go be alone. His wife, when he comes home, he sits in the garage and he calls Penix. That's really solid stuff. That's like really solid, like grown up behavior.
He do that at the camera there?
Maybe. Probably. Maybe.
I think he does.
Maybe there's a part of it. I don't know.
I think he does.
I mean, I guess he's wanted to be on the show twice. So I guess, you know, there's a part of like enjoying.
But I think that's the thing about it.
But also, what's the difference between if it's the right thing to do, who cares why you did it?
I just, like, being benched over the phone.
That sucks.
That gotta suck. You know, And I was in just one time in a situation like that. It was in my favor. I was the rookie who got the start over the vet, but it was one of the things coach brings you in and talk to you. And it's funny because I was thinking about this morning about, you know, about how you're thrown off if really thrown off if somebody if they draft a player that position you play. Mm-hmm. Happened to me, mm-hmm. you know, after my first year. And I'm like, and so where we at, they had the draft on, and every time Miami came up to pick, they were like, Randy, Miami's picking. And so I'm sitting there and they draft the damn tight end in the fifth round. I was like, oh, well, I'm a fourth rounder. Turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
What if he like that? And so when I get back to Miami and everything and this rookie mini camp and I'm out there just watching it, like, damn, this dude looks a lot like me. He's big. He's fast. He's athletic as hell. What the hell's going on? But I just remember the call I got from Pat Jones, who was my tight end coach, after the pick. And he was like, he's going to help you out. We want to do more things with you on the outside. We need a guy that can play in the line. But I'm like, this dude built, runs.
An awful lot like Randy McMichael.
It looks like an awful lot like me. What the hell is going on, Pat?
Now, the good news for
I'm
you,
better than, yeah,
that,
yeah.
But also two tight ends can play at once.
Yes. But
two quarterbacks can't.
They can't. And so, but I was like, damn, he looks a lot like me out there running. But
what
I mean,
are these guys up to?
But it's one of the things where I'm like, I know I'm better than this. I'm not worried about that. But
that's why I had to submarine Thomas Mott's radio career. When he got here, I was like, hang on a second. Young, good hair, cares about physical fitness.
Hot.
Good at radio?
Damn time.
All right. I'm going to slowly poison the well, make everybody hate him.
What a guy.
By the way, I didn't do that.
There are some personalities you think about sometimes.
Very supportive.
Hot take.
I really, really like Thomas Mott.
Yeah, Thomas is cool.
He's
man.
A good dude.
He's a good dude.
Good dude.
Cool dude. But no, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I never worried about that. Kurt's worried about that from the day Roger Goodell said, and with the eighth pick, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix.
He's worried about
that
getting replaced since he was at Michigan State.
Yes.
And they brought in – who was the recruit that they brought in when he was there? He's a name people would remember.
It
escapes me now. But he's never been safe.
No.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Except for maybe like one contract in Minnesota. Other than that, he's never been safe.
Yes.
He's always been sort of looking over his shoulder,
yes.
Which, you know, after a while, it kind of – kind of the way you're wired.
Yes. And
maybe that helped him in his career to work hard or whatever.
It did.
But
obviously
like,
it did. But that
definitely
day,
screwed the Falcons over at the second half of the year last year.
But that Thursday night when Roger Goodell read Michael Penix,
yep.
That's when it hit. It
yep.
hit him
that's
right
then.
Right.
That's right.
Bam. The
yep.
insecurity. It all came back out.
He thought he finally had gotten to a place where he didn't have to worry about the year-to-year nature
yes.
of his job.
Yes.
Which is, again, he said it in the documentary. That's why he didn't want to be in Minnesota. And it came right back. And so, yeah. No, I mean, you know. And again, if he didn't get hurt, it never would have really mattered.
No.
You know, he might have had that insecurity, but it wouldn't have played out. But he did, and it played out how it did, and yeah, I don't know. It's so frustrating to still be dealing with the lingering ramifications of that story while simultaneously excited about the quarterback future.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I can't wait to see Penix be the quarterback.
Yes. No, I guess I can.
Meanwhile, this is going on in the background.
Yeah.
Just sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, yeah. So, I mean, all those emotions came out. And this is one of those, and you made a laughing about, we were talking about HD. And who in Rod's podcast, those stories, they just bring up because of each faction of what's going on here and going on with that podcast, which is great, by the way, is bringing up the Atlanta Falcons' misery.
Yeah.
Of why things happen when they happen.
Yep.
Like the whole who thing, where he don't get it, but how many targets in the Super Bowl. You know, this whole situation. There's going to be more stuff that's going to come out, that's going to just frustrate you as a Falcon fan, and all you can do is just, like, grit your damn teeth. Because
that's all you can do.
Because you'll always remember. We'll always remember what – because we all were saying the same thing. Something wrong with him.
Yeah.
Something wrong with him.
Yeah. Like, well, he just looks different.
Yeah.
Like, physically, he looks hurt.
Yeah.
You don't just start being bad when you were playing good.
Yes.
For no reason. Yeah. The wheels don't just fall off like that. It would be completely unprecedented for a healthy quarterback to immediately stop playing good. So, naturally – he's hurt.
Yes.
I mean, we've said it a million times. And then, And then they finally benched him. And I guess the rest is history, sort of, but not really, because it's now and we're still talking about it. So it's not history. It's still present.
And you know how I say this all the time, and I do, and because it's been proven over time and over. Locker room is a forgiving place. It is one of the most forgiving places. It really, really is. But not a lot, but we didn't have these documentaries like they got.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
right.
For you to sit there and like, because don't nobody know you, because we see his teammates saw him every day. So I'm sure they were like,
oh, they knew.
They knew. But then it's like to a point where you're like, okay, where is the guy who's going to go like, hey, man. Because like we did that when we had a quarterback situation. We went to Dave was like, hey, man.
Right.
We don't want this dude.
Yeah, look at him.
Yeah, look at him. Look at him. Don't want him. You know, I know y'all gave up a lot to get him and all those different things. But like, we don't want him.
Yeah.
And they made the change and it was done. But like that always goes back to the judgment of the decision makers. The judgment of the decision makers.
Right.
You've got to put some bad press aside, because it would have been bad. It would have been really bad coming down if Rob bitched Kirk earlier than he did. It would have been a bad situation.
But I think that if it's for the reason, like, okay, he got hit real hard against the Saints.
He got rocked.
And his shoulder isn't quite right.
The worst kind of hit for a quarterback to take.
Yeah, and we're going to give him however long it would have been. I don't know. You might have been able to find a month in there with the bye.
Right.
And then after the bye, we'll reassess. And I don't think any quarterbacks get hurt sometimes, man. Like, guys miss some weeks. At that point, too, like, Penix played well in the final three games. Did Penix play well enough in those three games? Had you moved them earlier in the season to not put Kirk back in when he got healthy? No.
No.
He didn't.
If it
would have just been like a normal, honest process, he would have got his job back.
Yes,
and they probably would have gone to the playoffs.
I agree.
That's what's frustrating about it, is the selfishness of that, but also them not having the, I don't know if they didn't see it or they didn't want to see it or whatever. Like, the process was flawed on both sides. One guy's the backup quarterback now, so I don't care as much about it. The other guys are still the general manager and the head coach.
Right.
So I wonder about their decision making.
Yeah.
Hey, the Atlanta Dream beat Golden State last night, 90-81. You love to see it.
21 turnovers created.
21 turnovers created.
Yeah, man.
Friend of the program, Ryan Howard, had 15 points as well. And they got 16 off the bench from Naz Hillman. And they are 12-7 now, so playing some good basketball.
Yeah, when is All-Star break?
It's coming right up.
Okay, right there.
Well, it must be, because everyone's mad about
everybody's
everything.
Mad about everything again. Yeah, goodness gracious, I swear. Woo, boy. Pablo Van Carroll, I didn't realize that they got all of them lined up. They got Pablo, they got Wagner, the guard, Desmond Bain.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other kid, the point guard.
The young kid, Suggs.
Suggs.
Yeah.
They're all aligned for like the next 5 years. Yeah. I didn't realize Wagner got as much as he got.
Wagner got the max last summer.
I didn't realize
Remember that?
Yes. I didn't realize that.
I said what I always say.
Yeah,
Good for him. It's the nature of the business.
I didn't realize that.
But not everyone deserves the max.
Yes.
Like, no offense.
Yes,
like,
I didn't realize that.
You can't just max him because you drafted him. But anyway, Paolo Banchero deserves the max.
Hell yeah, he does.
Potentially worth $287 million.
Yeah, we're going to talk about max next. Maxes.
Yeah, we're talking about maxes.
Next segment.
Next segment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who gets them, when they get them. Are they being impatient? We want to translate some GIFs and emojis coming up next.
Hey, you know, that's my specialty.
It really is. Nobody understands the cryptic emoji quite like Randy McMichael. We're gonna let him put his detective hat on next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah!
Like rock star.
Oh, man, I'm ready to go back on vacay.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. It's that time of year, man. Yeah, There's probably people listening to us right now on vacation. If you are, hit us up.
Oh, yeah, dog.
At TBM929 at RandyMac81. Send us a picture of what you're looking at if you're on vacation.
I'd be putting this on, huh? I'd be putting this on anywhere we go. I'd be like, because for some reason, just being a big black guy does it it draws curiosity amongst others. Yes, it does.
Eyeballs.
Yeah, yeah.
And some questions.
Yeah. So, what do you do?
You ever just lie?
All the time.
Yeah. All right.
All the damn time.
Good.
But it's not. It don't be me. It be her.
Yeah.
It be her.
Well, what do you mean?
My wife be cackling and everything.
Oh, okay.
Just be cackling and stuff. But no,
tell them you're like a CPA or something.
I was a tax attorney our last vacation,
which is pretty close to a CPA.
I was a tax attorney that time. But I tell you, it always goes back to Georgia. It goes back to when I wear anything that says Georgia every single time. Mm-hmm. It never fails. I just let me curious. That'd be a big brother. But when the hat comes on, it's always something. Mm-hmm. Never. And then so I went away from the football. I just said, I'm a sports talk radio host. And I'm like, oh, what do you guys talk about? Then I just say that I'm a sports talk radio host.
Yeah.
And then the first thing come out of their mouth, what do you guys talk about?
Sports. Sports and life.
Sports and life.
People do ask, they're like, oh, do you guys like mostly cover like the Braves or the Falcons? Like, yeah, that. And then like sometimes it'll just be July 7th and the Braves got swept by the Orioles and we don't really want to talk about it anymore. And we'll talk about raccoons or turtles.
Yes.
By the way, algorithm heard me.
Brutal.
Algorithm heard me because somebody popped up deep frying turtles on my algorithm this morning.
Yeah.
Soft shell deep fried turtles, and he was saying they were really good. So, anyway.
Yeah, this is probably one of the people that said it tastes like chicken. No, it tastes like turtle.
It
tastes like turtle, damn it. Tastes like turtle. But no, I was like, yeah, you can listen to the show. How can we listen? I like the Odyssey app and everything. So, hey, it was one of those conversations over a lot of shots.
Yeah, it's good.
But I'm assuming they're there because my wife, for some reason, and this is her thing. Is that the wives, they always exchange Instagrams.
Mm-hmm.
They always say Instagram. And probably about 4 people since we've been back home have like, hey, blah, 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 how you doing? Remember me from the vacation and everything. So they're listening.
Yeah, that's great.
They're listening. They're out there listening.
I always have been and will always believe that word of mouth advertising is the best.
Yes.
Like you basically give a personal recommendation for it. Now, we're biased because it's our show.
Correct.
But, I mean, we're not biased because the numbers say it's pretty good. But so I think when someone tells someone else, hey, do this, listen to this, use this product, whatever, I think that goes a long way.
I agree.
So anyway, if you're listening to us on the Odyssey app somewhere around the world, let us know. We'll give you a shout out.
Welcome.
20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle, in which we will get back a little bit into what we learned or was rehashed on the Netflix quarterback show that came out this morning. A handful of other NFL news and notes as well. A couple different college football news and notes at 12:20 as Big 12 Media Days start today. SEC Media Days are next week. Kirk Herbstreit was talking trash. So get on there and talk about that for a minute.
Some people just don't go at.
Yeah.
Some people
I think he's going to regret this
yes,
one.
He is.
I think
yes,
he's going to regret
yes,
this
yes.
one. So we'll get there in the noon hour. Before we do that, though, we've got some social media emoji and GIF detective work to do. Apparently, Trey Young tweeted out a hourglass a couple days ago.
So it's time.
Could be.
It's time.
Could be anything.
Yeah, it's time,
really,
baby.
Really could be anything.
Yeah.
And then you said that he tweeted on Instagram, it was like the Jordan looking at the iPad.
Yeah, with the surprise face. So I'm like,
when they showed him Gary Payton saying that they could have beat him.
Yes.
God, that was soul crushing as a Sonics fan.
I bet it was.
He laughed through the glove. So he tweeted that out or put that on Instagram as well. Tell us what it means, Randy.
Well, the hourglass. You know, which is the equivalent of, you know, as we would say back in the day of telling time, Andy. And what it was trying to do is he's trying to let you know that it's almost time.
Time's coming.
Time's coming. Yeah. This is our time.
Mm.
Okay.
Could be.
Yeah. 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 Uh-huh. And then the looking at the Jordan looking at the screen emoji is, damn, I can't believe we got them.
We got Kristoff. Right.
Yeah,
he's seeing now the deals being made official.
Yeah,
so like that.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I mean, hell, I don't know, Andy.
I don't either.
You know, I don't want to start. I don't. That's one thing I refuse to ever do is try to read into damn soft ass stuff. All right.
If it's soft, we don't know.
We don't know.
Could be about anything.
We don't know.
Here's
what I refuse. Like, I'll have fun with it and all those different things, but I'm being like serious. Real serious right now. I don't try to read in the soft ass stuff that a grown man can say to another grown man.
Right.
Now, did he get some news that they said something? I don't know.
Here's the thing about it.
Yeah.
Is like, look.
What's the next order of business for this team?
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's the next order of business for you and me, too, to talk about that in like 90 seconds after we stop talking about emoji translations. The one part of it that does still make me chuckle just a little bit is like, look, I obviously don't know. What he's referencing, I don't know if he's trying to be passive aggressive. I don't know. And I honestly don't really care either. I don't think it's going to have an impact. I don't think it matters to teams when players scrub their social media accounts of all proof that they played for the team. I think the team still knows that that person played for the team.
Yes.
I don't think they need their Instagram account.
Soft ass stuff.
In order to know that.
Soft ass
they're
stuff.
They're trying to send a message, whatever. And I have no idea if this is what Trey's trying to do. What I do know is that Trey's a pretty smart guy who's been in the league for a really long time and knows that anytime he tweets out or Instagram posts anything out like that, people are going to overreact to it. So I think that's funny. Like if Trey's doing it to mess with people, I think that that's pretty funny.
Again, I have no issue with that. Fun, whatever. Soft when the whole taking of the team stuff off.
Oh, I agree.
Soft.
Yeah. What are you trying to do?
You're under contract.
The contract's not voided just because you deleted some Instagram pictures.
You're not Valanciunas. Valanciunas said, I don't want to play in Denver.
I'm going to Greece.
I'm going to Greece. Like, damn, y'all.
Like, damn, really?
Really?
That's how much he doesn't want to be
Joker's backup?
All right.
I mean, damn, he's like, I want to go to Greece.
And they're like, you can't.
Yeah.
We're not going to let you go to Greece.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's why I say it's soft. You ain't going no damn where. I got you undercut. Now, if you're a free agent, you want to scrub it, fine. No, what Dollar Bill said, I got the contracts between me and you that says, you know what I mean?
Even still, even if you're a free agent, you want to scrub it. Like, no one has ever gotten or not gotten a contract based on social media behavior. So again, I don't know what it's about. What I do know is it seems like that's the next, potentially the next part of the offseason for the Hawks. And we talked about this when all of the, you know, the initial reporting came out about Porzingis and the other guys that they were making moves to get. And now you have to decide whether or not you want to extend Trey the max contract right now.
Yes.
If Trey wants to, for whatever reason, and I don't know in what world he would ever do this, but if Trey wanted to, for some reason, take less than the max this offseason, or if you want to go into this next year, see what it looks like, and then Trey gets an extension then.
Okay. Now,
or not, if it goes disastrously.
Is it a point where you give him a – because I saw Vin Carroll, He's the first rookie to get the rookie max since Trey and Luka got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's the first one to get it since them.
I thought Wagner got it last year.
I guess not. He said the rookie max. Okay. That's what they were saying. I saw that this morning.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I mean, you want to see it together. That's understandable business. That's understandable if you're the Hawks. Okay, let's see what Trey looks like with this squad. If I'm Trae Young, I'm talking about me, if I'm in his predicament, what the hell are you talking about? What you talking about? You need to see what it looks like with me and them. You know what it's going to look like, but you really don't because they haven't done it.
Yeah.
No, give them my bread. Give them my bread. No, I don't want to wait till next summer. Because the thing about it is, if they wait next summer, and because of Trae is who he is and how good of a player he is, he mess around and go all NBA,
yeah,
then that's a super.
That's why if I'm them, yes, I try to do it this
and
summer.
There ain't no telling. I would bet if I'm Trae and he's betting on himself, I wonder what the odds would be of him being all NBA next year.
It wouldn't surprise me.
It would
me at
not
all.
Surprise if, me if Trae if, was an all NBA player next year.
Because the last time he was an all NBA player, it was when they had like a decent,
yes,
supporting cast.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
He was 13, but he was 13, and that qualifies,
yes,
for it.
Exactly.
Now for people that maybe don't know, you have to have been third team or MVP or all defense or something like that. Like there's various qualifications to get the Supermax within the last couple of years of your new contract, and that time has lapsed. He hasn't been all NBA in enough years now in order to qualify for that, so he'd have to do it again. And if he does it again next year, that contract negotiation,
yeah,
goes up by like $100,
yes,
million. Dollars.
Exactly.
It's like $100,
yes,
million dollars more expensive,
yes,
to get it done. So it's so easy to me if I'm them to frame it like, hey, we want to reward you. We finally got the pieces around you that we think are going to fit. We want to reward you right now, show the world that we believe that this is going to work and get this thing done. Mm-hmm. When in the back of their minds, like, really, what we don't want to do is risk that it works too well and we have to pay him $100 million,
exactly,
more.
Definitely in discussion.
In no world are you going to Trae and asking him to take less than the,
no,
max right now. There's no way.
No. No.
I do think it's tough, though, if you – I don't know how the conversation – I heard Abe and Dukes talking about this yesterday. I don't know what the conversation – like, it could be done. I don't know if I could do it. Like, a good general manager or – you know, people that do this sort of stuff could communicate a way like, hey, we're going to wait till next summer. Here's why. But what would the why be?
What would the why be?
I don't know.
Yeah. No, your why.
The why would be you can make so much more if you wait.
They don't want to give
it. I know they don't want to. They don't,
yeah,
want to.
No,
they don't want to.
No.
But they also want what would lead to him getting it to happen. Right?
Uh-huh.
They don't want to pay Trae the Supermax, but they want Trae to
play
like a Supermax,
yes,
player.
Agree.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what
so
you're
it's
saying.
Like, I don't know how you go to a guy who's been, you know, one of the best players in franchise history, certainly your cornerstone guy. You did all this stuff. He's up for an extension right now. I don't know how you can go to him and not give it to him,
yeah,
and make it seem cool.
Yeah.
Like, you might not even just maybe don't even talk about it at all.
Just do it.
And maybe that's what he's waiting for.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I wonder if we're going to talk about this,
yeah,
or not.
That,
like,
could be it.
There has to be, just from a franchise, almost going back to the Kirk Cousins stuff, like, there has to be very clear communication between the two parties about what's happening right,
yes,
now. To me, it needs
and
to.
And we're not in there, so it could be. The communication could be. It could be ongoing.
Yeah, I hope that it is.
It could be an ongoing type thing. I mean, right. I mean, it could be. Because he's eligible like right now.
Yeah.
So any day now that he's eligible for this extension. And I think the one thing about it is, and we know this about the NBA, and it seems like the owners are loving this apron thing now a little bit more, I'm assuming. But it's like, okay, well, we don't have to do this, you know, and it can go back to the same thing because you know who else was eligible for that Supermax, who's eligible for the same amount of money this year for Kirk? I mean, with Trae, is Luka Doncic.
Mm-hmm.
Luka's eligible for the same amount of money,
mm-hmm,
because he was eligible. But he was eligible next year for that Supermax that we're talking about. That Trae, if he makes All NBA team, would you know he would be up for. And so they moved on. Now I still think it was more to it than just the money. That's just my thought process, my opinion about it. But I think I said this last week. You know, don't play around with it. Don't play around with it.
Right. To me, that's why communicating about,
yeah,
it is so important.
Don't play around it.
I can hear people saying the argument of like, well, what do you even have to talk about? He's got a $45 million contract for this season. You know, like his contract, he's eligible for an extension, but he's got two more years on his contract. One being this year, and then the next year being a player option, which he'll opt out of. Like Trae will opt out of the player option. And so that's the risk you run,
mm-hmm,
right? If if you don't get it done this offseason and then you're trying to not give him that contract, he's going to opt out of it and then he's going to be a free agent right. and then you might have screwed yourself.
Right.
That's why, to me, I understand the business argument of not doing it this offseason.
I do too.
Wanting to see the product
I do too.
In practice I do too. Before you do it.
I do too.
But
he don't see it that way.
No, of course not.
Yeah, he don't see it that way.
Of course not. And if you really do believe that what you've put together is something, mm-hmm. then you'd be smart to get it done before it costs you $100 million extra dollars. Yes. That's me. Like, there's pros and cons on both sides of it. There's definitely a safe argument of not doing it until next offseason. It's also super risky to not do it till next offseason. Trey wants it now, I would assume. Like, you want it.
Yeah.
Now, again, maybe Trey's like, let me play with all these guys, get all NBA, and get that super.
I would be so surprised if that happened.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if he did.
If Trey didn't want to get it done.
Yes, I'll be surprised.
Because that's a possibility, too.
Because it's also one of those things where you put that $100 million in the hands of others, meaning these dorky-ass damn writers who might not like Trey, who Trey might snap on or something like that.
Trey might not get the votes required to be an All-NBA guy.
Exactly. And I'm telling you.
Some guy's sad.
We've seen it.
It's happened.
It's happened.
It's happened.
And so do you risk the fact that you got some dork, all right? Some dork, the only time he sweats is when he's walking to the elevator.
God, they should get rid of that.
They should have. Been get right, get rid of it. They should have been got rid of that.
I don't think it's good for the writers either. I don't think it's good to have that sort of stuff.
I think dudes love it.
I think they do. Yeah, I think some people do. I think some people don't.
I've seen people like Spears and all these guys.
Yeah, they opt out.
They opt out. Yeah, like, I
would opt out too. Yeah,
I can't cost nobody any money.
Yeah, I don't like this guy.
Yeah.
What if campaign all of a sudden plays great and is almost third team All NBA and I'm like, well, sorry, I can't vote for him. I despise the way that he plays basketball.
You know, there's still a possibility he could be here, right?
I don't think so. Oh. It's like they're only like $6 million under the cap. Like they can't.
How much he gonna cost?
Like $5 million probably. He's perfect. You can't do that. No. They already have a small left-handed backup point guard in Kobe Bufkin.
Yeah. I love these. We need to start putting some respect on Kobe. Maybe he's the reason why they're looking at him like he's the guy.
I'll take Kobe Bufkin over campaign 7 days a week and twice on Sunday. 366 times in a leap year.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
You want Cam?
But I'm not.
You're just not going to have my back on this. You're going to make me walk out here on this ledge all by myself.
Dude, I always got your back. You know that, dog. You know, if ain't nobody got it, I got you. I got your back like that hell.
All right, so still, I do have back here. Yeah, say something mean about campaign real quick.
I hate the way he dances.
Me too.
I thought him and damn Russell Westbrook got on my damn nerves. And then the one time that he made a shot, tried to look at LeBron. LeBron looked at him like, hey, you get your little goof ass on.
Thank you. Thank you. This hour has been brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. I know, Atlanta. Hey, you guys are having campaign on next Tuesday at 12:20. Hi, Cam. Remember Wichita State? I think that's where he went. Golf open to everybody. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Or was it Murray State? I don't know. We'll be right back with an NFL No Huddle. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.